completed the salah, I request it to kindly come forward close to the member. جو حضرات نماز سے فارغ ہو گئے ان سے گزارش ہے کہ آگے ممبر کے قریب تشریف لے آئے. پلیز بی مائنڈفل آف دوز اسٹل پرینگ صلاح. پلیز کم فارورڈ اینڈ فل ان آل دا گیپس. جزاک اللہ. Can I request all the brothers to come forward, all those children at the back, please come forward and fill in the gaps. Jazakallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allaha ta'ala yuhibbu an يُقْرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ كَمَا أُنزِلَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Respected brothers, elders, respected listeners, scholars, respected guests, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a reminder that we have gathered here for Nasheed and Quran, to listening to Nasheed and Quran. We have not gathered here just to rectify our intentions, gathered here to listen to the Quran, to fulfill the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, it's not to entertain our ears just because we feel good to listen to the nasheeds. We will inshallah listen to the Quran, listen to the nasheeds, and the message that we get either from Quran or from the nasheeds, or we rectify our niyyah that inshallah we will act upon. It should be the means of hidayat. Every program that we attend, whether it is this masjid or anywhere around the world, anything we listen to, a person's intention is very important. If we are here just to entertain, we'll go home, and the way we are here now, after the program, it will be exactly the same. Our iman will not have increased. The sahaba, they would read the Quran and they would change their lives. Just Quran ayats. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَ. When the tabi'een, they heard this, they would change their life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Islam listening to verses of Surah Taha. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would ask Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to recite Quran. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Ya Rasulullah, this Quran was revealed unto you. Why would I recite to you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I would like to listen to the Quran from someone else. Listening to Quran is ibadat. فَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ. When the Quran is being read, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Istima means listen attentively. When we listen to the Quran, sometimes we are, you know, not careless, not listening, talking. فَاسْتَمِعُوا means istima, listen attentively. وَأَنْصِتُوا means be quiet and stay silent. The Quran is being recited. The Quran, when it's being recited, we are rewarded for listening to the Quran. We listen with the open heart, we listen with the heart. That Quran will affect our hearts. That is, the Quran affected the hearts of all those that are in Mecca and Medina and the Quraysh. Just by reciting the Quran, verses of the Quran, people would accept Islam. Today we read Quran, but we're not, because maybe the way we read or the niyat that we read for, the niyat we listen to these shuyukh, maybe it's our intention that's not correct, that's why it doesn't affect us. When we read the Quran, we read from the heart, read with pondering over the meaning, understanding the Quran, it will affect our hearts, it will affect others. Niyat is very important when we read, when we recite, when we want to recite, even on the minbar, we have the niyat for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, all this majlis, this gathering, listening, will just be just an entertainment and we'll go back. We will get no reward. So let's rectify our niyats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith I mentioned, that inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu la. Allah ta'ala has promised, this Quran ayat we listen many times, Allah's promised to preserve the Quran. So preserving the Quran does not only mean the preserving the words, it also means the recitation. Preserve the way the Quran is recited, the way Quran has been recited. That's why the hadith, inna Allah ta'ala yuhib, Allah loves that the Quran be recited the way it has been revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the sky, to the Asman, the world, the sky of this world. And then from there, Hazrat Jibreel brought it down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was read to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read to the Sahaba, the Katibi Wahi, Zayd ibn Thabit, the Qurra, Ubay ibn Ka'ab, Aqram Ubay ibn Ka'ab, Usman radiyallahu, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. These are the Sahaba, they were Qurra. They recited to their students. And the way it has been recited, it has been passed until today. We recite the Quran the way it was revealed. Allah loves the Quran being recited the way it is revealed. So inshallah, we will get the program started with the Quran recitation. As you know that in this week, we had our madrasa students. They had a competition. Few students were selected from each class, and they recited the Quran, mashallah. All of them did really well, but we have chosen 4 students. So there's category A. We have 2 categories. Category A, where the Nazara students, the Madrasa Maktab students. And we have the category B of the Hifz students. So 2 students have been chosen from category A, and 2 students have been chosen from category B. The 2 students, inshallah, they will recite first, and the Sheikh Shu'ayr, our guest, he will inshallah be the judge, and we will announce the winner. This competition for the recitation of Quran again is for our children. It's to encourage them to recite the Quran, to get in touch with the Quran. We should recite. Our children should be reciting. Quran should be like Sahib Quran. Quran should be recited daily, like the way we should. You know, Sahib means a companion. Make the Quran your companion. You know, today we have our phone, mobile phone. It's our companion. We sleep with it. We go to the toilet with it. Every time it's in our pocket, wherever we are, we keep this phone. We have become sahib-e-hatif, you know, phone, companion of the phone, mobile. We need to exactly use this, you know, understanding of sahib-e-Quran. Make this our Quran. Quran every time. Recite the Quran. So our children will recite, inshallah. So first of all, I would like to call upon from category A, where we have 2 students, Muhammad Mayat and Muhammad Dabad. So first of all, inshallah, Muhammad Mayat, he is from the year 6 and 7B, half is Abul Hassan and half is Nafis's class. So if I could request Muhammad Mayat to come forward and start the program with a recitation of the Quran. So these are the final two students who were chosen, inshallah, Muhammad Mayat and Muhammad Dabab. They will be reciting, one will be the winner and the other one runners up.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله
JazakAllah, mashallah. This is Muhammad Mayed from 6B and 7B in Hafiz Abul Hassan's class and Hafiz Nafis's class. I would like to call the next student, Muhammad Dabad. Inshallah, he will recite a portion of the Quran. So these two students are from the Maktab. They were selected from the Nazar students. And they were given any ruku to choose from, and they are reciting. So yesterday, the competition, many students, mashallah, took part. These two students were chosen from the whole of Maktab side.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabl.
MashaAllah, that was Muhammad Dabad from Category A. Inshallah, we will have students from Category B, which were the students in HIFS class. From the, our four HIFS classes, students were selected again from each individual classes, and two of them have been chosen, selected to recite. So for the first one, first student is from Hafiz Sajid Sida's class. We'll call, inshallah, Mu'awwidh Mullah to recite the portion of the Qur'an.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَئُوسًا قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, this was Mu'awwidh Mullah from Hafiz Sajid Sida's class. I would like to call the final student, Muhammad Mayat. Muhammad Mayat from Hafiz 1.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. And بارك الله to all those students who took part in the competition, especially those four that recited. It's a courage, mashallah. You need courage and you need himmat to stand or sit in front of the crowd and to recite in such a beautiful voice, with beautiful tajweed. You know, all of them recited with very good tajweed. It's very important for all of us to understand the Quran should be. Allah loves the Quran to be recited the way it was revealed. That's what Allama Jazri rahimahullah says, "Wal akhdhu bit tajweedi hatmun lazimu." It is important. Hatm is very incumbent, compulsory. Hatmun lazimu. Wal akhdhu bit tajweedi hatmun lazimu. To recite the Quran with tajweed is compulsory. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدِ الْقُرْآنَ فَهُوَ آثِمُ. Whosoever recites the Quran without tajweed, it's a guna, sin. According to Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, says a person is fasiq who recites the Quran without tajweed. Because Allah Majlisi continues saying, لِأَنَّهُ بِهِ أُنزِلَ وَهَكَذَا إِلَيْنَا وَصَلَ. Because the Quran was revealed like it, and it has been sent, or it has come to us, the way the Quran has been recited, it has come to us like this. So it is important to take the lesson, as the students are recited the Quran today, how is my Quran? What am I doing about my Quran? You know, the ulama, they say there's two types of ilm, tajweed, two types of ilm. One ilm is ilm-e fardh-e ayn, and the other is fardh-e kifaya. So fardh-e ayn, it's all the in-depth sifat and the masail or the makhraj, you know, in-depth. This understanding the qawaid in-depth, this is fardh-e kifaya. Fardh-e kifaya, if there's a scholar in our area, it will be sufficient. But fardh-e ayn, to recite the Quran correctly without lahne jali, and lahne khafi is fardh-e ayn, lahne jali. Lahne jali is the major mistake. We recite the Quran. We've been reciting it for maybe years. Our Surah Fatiha is not correct. How many of us make the effort? Otherwise, we are, according to Allama Jazi Imam Shafi, we are going to be sinful. We are going to be asked. You know, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. It is a command to read the Quran with tartil. Tartil, to read it very clearly, to read the makhraj, to read it very clearly and slowly. That we understand. Sometimes our Quran hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, رُبَّ قَارِئِ الْقُرْآنَ. Many reciters of the Quran, the Quran yala'anu, the Quran is given la'anat, and Quran is cursing the reciter. You know, Allah protect us, Allah safeguard us. We need to understand if our Quran is not correct, if we are reciting the Quran and Quran is given la'anat to us, then we have to, it is important for the ayn, for us to study the Quran, study the tajweed of the Quran, study the qawaid, the makhraj, and the sifat and the huruf, everything that requires us go to qiraat. If we want to, you know, go to the professionals, we got qurra, go to the scholars, you know, for education today, mashallah, you know, for secular education, our students in GCSE to get his result, we will pay £25, £30 per hour. Find a qari that is going to help us. Find a scholar. We have people and send our students. Go ourselves and study the Quran recitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just a lesson for all of us. These are students, mashallah, from our madrasa Nurul Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all these students and all the asatida who have made the effort behind these students. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these students hafidh Quran, hamil Quran, and sahib Quran. Ameen. Inshallah, moving on to the program. I'm going to call inshallah program Qari Hudhaifa Yusuf. Qari Hudhaifa Yusuf is the student of Sheikh Shu'ayr. Qari Saab has graduated from Ihya Sunnah in Bolton. He completed his Hifz. He is also the student of Sheikh and studied Tajweed under Sheikh. Under his guidance, he specialized in Qiraat and all the different styles of Qiraat, all the Sabah Ashara his student has studied and completed. I would like to call upon him to start the program. Qari Saab, Qari Hudhaifa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر إن المتقين في جنات ونهر في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر بسم الله الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر خلق الإنسان علمه البيان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين
ألم نجعل له شفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة
فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, barakAllah, Sheikh Hudhaifa, the student of Sheikh Shuaib, such a beautiful voice. Imagine this is a voice of the, obviously this shows the talent of the Ustad and the Sheikh, the student, mashallah, reciting such a beautiful voice. You know, the Surah, Surah Rahmani recited when Sheikh Hudhaifa was reciting, you know, he reminded me of this hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Jannat. He says in the Jannat, you know, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will gather us like we're gathered here today, and then he will tell Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam to recite the Quran. So the Musa, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was given وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مِنَّا فَضْلًا. Fadl is one of the, he had a beautiful voice. Even the birds would come to listen to the recitation when he used to recite Torah. And Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Prophet Sallallahu praised me for my voice. He said, لَقَدْ أُوتِيْتَ مِزْمَارَ مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ عَلِي دَاوُدِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. That you have been given this melodious voice like the Ali Dawood. And Prophet ﷺ asked me, again, Abu Musa Ashari is another Qari that used to have a beautiful voice. And he was given a similar voice to Dawood ﷺ. Allah will give command or tell Dawood ﷺ to recite. And then Allah, the creator of the sound, creator of the voice, the creator of the creations, he will recite Surah Rahman. Imagine how we feel now. Imagine how the feeling that مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرًا. We can't imagine. We cannot comprehend. Allah will recite. And imagine how beautiful that would be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Shaykh's effort. Obviously, Shaykh Hudhaifa as well. And his Ustad, Shaykh Shuaib's effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify his voice and give us the ability to do amal. Inshallah, now moving on to the program. As you know, this is Quran. We started off the majlis with the students and Sheikh students. Now, inshallah, we will be moving on to the Nasheed. The Khalil brothers, alhamdulillah, we've already hosted them before. Our madrasa, last year they came and done a program for our students. Before that, they are last Ramadan. In fact, this Ramadan, this year, alhamdulillah, we were lucky to host them. We are fortunate again, we have the Khalil brothers all the way from Chorley. Inshallah, they will recite and do nasheed. Again, the nasheed, try to understand the nasheed, the maqsad and the purpose. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell Hassan bin Thabit, so for the students to know our children, Hassan bin Thabit was a sha'ir, and he was from the relatives of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Banu Najjar, from Khazraj. Sahabi from Banu Najjar, Prophet ﷺ's maternal family, Banu Najjar from Khazraj. And he had accepted Islam, and his father was a Badri Sahabi. So Hassan bin Thabit, Prophet ﷺ would tell him to sit on the minbar. Because in those days, Ash'ar, poetry, again, Quran was revealed at the time where there was poetry. They would have competitions. You know, the Ash'ar, the poets, would go on the door of the Kaaba, and then they would be competing each other. So once when the ayat of Kawthar was revealed, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. No one could compete with these verses of the Quran. They sent it to the biggest poet in Syria and Sham at that time. And he replied with a message, Ma hadha qawlul bashar. This is not a kalam of a bashar, a human. So they would have competitions in ash'ar, and they would use ash'ar, poetry, in this day and age, nasheeds or poetry, to, na'udhu billah, say bad things, attack Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use Hassan bin Thabit to reply to these poets. He would attend competitions. You know, before Islam, he would go into Rome, go into Persia, and he would be in front of the kings performing these ash'ar. And then he used that same talent for defending the Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The name is Hassan bin Thabit. The famous shair, the famous poet, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تُلِدِ النِّسَاءُ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ أَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. This is a famous shair, and the shair and the poem of Hassan bin Thabit. So alhamdulillah, we have the Khalil brothers. Try to understand some nasheeds, maybe the praise of Allah. Join in, understand, and try to bring into the amal. I'm sure, inshallah, Khalil brothers, as we know, they will, inshallah, explain a few of the main things from the shair, from their poem and the nasheeds, as we can take lessons from the nasheeds as well. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we would like to thank Brother Ways, Munna Usman as usual, and our teacher as well, Mufti Abdullah Saab, for calling us to recite some nasheeds on this blessed occasion where we are all gathered together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will start off with a hamd in the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said in the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what truly gives peace to our hearts. So, whose house is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. Who are we? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's people. Whose is this earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. Whose is the skies? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we praise His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there should be no sharam in doing this. Yeah, as loud as we can, inshallah. We read as loud as we can. So, inshallah, we'll start off with a hamd. A very simple dhikr, inshallah, and we'd like everyone to join in as loud as possible.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ آمنا
مولا میں ہوں بندہ وہ مولا
na uske siwa main hu uska wo mera main hu uska wo mera jisne banaya aur pala
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah, amanna bi rasulillah. Moving on, inshallah, a beautiful naat in the praise of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember when we like something, when something is read which has an effect on our heart, or when some such words, something of haqq is said, what do we say? Subhanallah. And we say as loud as we can, inshallah. Okay, so is everyone going to do this? Yes? Inshallah. So moving on, a naat in the beloved praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is requested to once pray Durood Sharif loudly, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala.
Ab meri nigaahon mein, ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi, ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi, ab meri nigaahon अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई, क्यों? क्योंकि जैसे मेरे सरकार हैं, जैसे मेरे सरकार हैं, ऐसा नहीं कोई, मेरे सरकार जैसे मेरे सरकार है, ऐसा नहीं कोई, अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई, अब मेरी निगाहों में,
And how many people has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought onto this earth? If you think every person has two eyes, how many eyes must there be? Not in just this zamana, since the first man to know, how many single eyes must have been? And how beautifully the sha'ir puts this, writes this shade. So he says,
Tum sa to hasi aankh mein dekha nahi koi. Tum sa to hasi aankh mein dekha nahi koi. Ye shaan-e-latafat hai, ye shaan-e-latafat hai, ki saaya nahi koi. Ye shaan-e-latafat hai, ki saaya nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein jhajta nahi koi. Mere sarkar jaise mere sarkar hai, aisa nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein.
And it is said at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba, most of them, they wouldn't even be able to look at the chehra of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they used to be directly speaking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they used to be in majlis, their heads used to go down like this. Nowadays, astaghfirullah, we go to Medina, we go to the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah save us all from this fitna, inshallah. And we're there, and we take our phones out and start taking selfies, start taking pictures, na'udhu billah. The sahaba back in that day, they had so much adab for the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heads would go down in adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like this, when we go to the rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, automatically our heads should go down with adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Send durood, send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To shay likhta hai
ke azarf nazar dekh magar. Dekh adab se
kyun,
kyunki sarkar ka jalwa hai, sarkar ka jalwa hai, tamasha nahi koi. Sarkar ka jalwa, jalwa, sarkar ka jalwa hai, tamasha nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi. Jaise mere sarkar hai, hota hai jahan zikr mere rab ke karam ka, us bazm mein mehroom ha, us bazm mein mehroom ha, is bazm mein mehroom, tamanna nahi koi. Bazm mein mehroom, tamanna nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein jachta nahi koi. Jaise mere sarkar, jaise mere sarkar hai, aisa nahi koi. Ab meri nigaahon mein, aur Allah ki rehmat
نمگ خوب نوازا
یہ سچ ہے کہ مجھ جیسا یہ سچ ہے کہ مجھ جیسا نکما نہیں کوئی یہ سچ ہے کہ مجھ جیسا نکما نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہے ایسا نہیں کوئی اب میری نگاہوں میں
last time Inshallah, everyone together.
Ab meri nigaahon mein, ab meri nigaahon mein, jachta nahi koi, jaise mere sarkaar, jaise mere sarkaar hai.
And inshallah moving on another night in the praise of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, once again, wherever anyone thinks something haq is said, something beautiful is said about our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone is requested to say subhanallah loudly, inshallah.
دونوں جہاں پہ ہے میرے دونوں جہاں پہ ہے میرے چرچا رسول کا
رسول کا دس از یور لاسٹ لائن ایوری ون ٹوگیدر ان شاء اللہ
دونوں جہاں پہ ہے میرے چرچا رسول کا دونوں جہاں پہ ہے میرے
اینڈ دس نعت از آلسو منقبت از آلسو پریزز اور دی حق چار یار دی فور main khalifa of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first shared Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, they're walking, they were on a journey, and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized something, that for some time Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was walking in front of him, then he would change and he would go around and he'd go back, then he'd change and he'd go back forward, then he'd change and he'd go around back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this and he thought, what are you doing? Oh Siddiq, what are you doing? And he said, out of the fear that a dushman or an enemy might come, if they come towards from the front, I want to be the first to protect you. I want to be the first one in the front. And if they come from behind, I want to be from the first one to protect you, inshallah. So the Shahid writes, Shahid,
سفر ہو یا کہ حج ہو یا محشر کے آقا پر ہو صدیق دے رہا ہے صدیق دے رہا ہے پہرا رسول کا دونوں جہاں پہ ہے میرے چرچا رسول کا دونوں جہاں جہاں پہ ہیں میرے.
اور شان عمر فاروق,
اللہ کے گھر میں آ کے دشمن کو پھر بلا کے,
اللہ
فاروق پر رہا ہے, فاروق پر رہا ہے کلمہ رسول کا, فاروق پر رہا ہے کلمہ رسول کا. نبی کے اس ماغنی کے گھر, رشتہ غنی سے یوں ہے گہرا رسول کا, رشتہ غنی سے یوں ہے گہرا رسول کا. دیکھنا بھی گوارا نہیں کیا, دنیا کو دیکھنا بھی گوارا نہیں کیا, جب تک علی نے دیکھنا چہرہ رسول کا, جب تک علی نے دیکھنا چہرہ رسول کا, دونوں جہاں پہ ہیں میرے چرچا رسول کا, دونوں جہاں پہ ہیں میرے. اور پڑھتے ہیں یوں تو غیر کلمہ رسول کا, پر جنت اسے ملے گی, جنت اسے ملے گی جو ہوگا رسول کا, جنت اسے ملے گی جو ہوگا رسول کا, رسول کا. And inshallah, moving on, another night in the blue praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So inshallah, finishing off inshallah on a night inshallah. Muhammad Mustafa aaye bahar dar bahar aaye, محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار در بہار آئے, محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار در بہار آئے, خوشبو بار بار آئی زمین کو چومنے جنت سے خوشبو بار بار آئی اور جناب آمینہ کا چاند جب چمکا زمانے میں قمر کی چاندنی قدموں پہ ہونے کو نثار آئی قمر کی چاندنی قدموں پہ ہونے کو نثار آئی
سب پڑھیے سب پڑھیے بلند آواز سے
محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار آئی زمین کو چومنے جنت سے خوشبو بار بار آئی زمین کو چومنے جنت سے خوشبو بار
اور شعر سنیے گا کہ حلیمہ دو جہاں قربان ہو تیرے مقدر پر کیوں کیونکہ تیرے غربت کدے میرا حمد پرور نگار آئی تیرے غربت کدے میرا حمد پرور نگار آئی محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار در بہار آئی زمین کو چومنے جنت سے خوشبو بار بار آئی محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار
اللہ اکبر
اور بڑی مایوس تھی دائی حلیمہ جب گئی مکے لیکن
مگر آئی تو لے کر دو جہاں کا تاج دار آئی مگر آئی تو لے کر دو جہاں کا تاج دار آئی محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار در بہار آئی زمین کو چومنے جنت سے خوشبو بار بار آئی
آخری بار سب مل کے انشاءاللہ
محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار در بہار آئی زمین کو چومنے جنت سے خوشبو بار بار آئی محمد مصطفیٰ آئے بہار در بہار آئی
جزاک اللہ خیر فار لسننگ ٹو اس MashaAllah, you listen with a lot of josh, a lot of muhabbat. Every time we come to Nur Islam, it's not a new thing. Every time we come, definitely from all the masjid, we've been one of the ones that's at the top, the jewel, MashaAllah. Everyone shows a lot of muhabbat, a lot of love. Everyone joined in as well. I pray, inshallah, this atmosphere, this love for the muhabbat, for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continues. We'd like you to remember us in our du'as, inshallah. And until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah to both of the brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify their voice and give us ability to understand or act upon, give us ability to, you know, act upon the sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us a true love and muhabbat of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now inshallah, before we have the final program, what we have all been waiting for, just would like to, inshallah, the final, the students who recited from our madrasa, inshallah, the finals will be given reward. The certificates have been signed by Sheikh Shwer. Inshallah, for this final, I would like to call upon our principal, Walana Muhammad Karolia, because it's a madrasa event. I would like to call him forward and inshallah announce the finalists and give out the prize. Walana Muhammad Karolia, Musab, come forward. Musab is our principal, so it's a madrasa event, Musab, and the principal. It comes from the principal and Sheikh. So if Mawla Muhammad can come forward and give out the, or call it, say the names and give out the prices with the Sheikh. Jazakallah.
Mufsab called me forward and I had a dead leg. Nearly fell down as I was walking up. Alhamdulillah, it's been a fantastic event. And yesterday also, it was absolutely brilliant just to have so many of our students participating in our Qira'ah event, and today also. And I'd like to thank everybody who has taken the time to come to this event. We have the runner-ups from Category B and Category C. And the judges have told me that it was quite close. But like I said yesterday in our assembly, everybody, whoever participated, they're all winners. Wallahi al-Azim. Just to listen to our students recite melodiously, to listen to our students reciting with the correct tajweed and pronunciation, for them to have the courage to stand in front of all of us today with so many hundreds listening over the receiver, Allahu Akbar. It's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely brilliant. And it's a testament to our community, the spirit that we're building and what we're driving towards. And what are we driving towards? To have a passion for the Quran, to instill the love of the Quran in our hearts. That's what we want to do. And that's what we want to do with our students. And inshallah, with the dua of our community, the dua of Sheikh Shu'ayr, the dua of the likes of Hazrat Mufti Ikramul Haqsab, Hafidhahullah, who is within our community, within our midst, inshallah, we can do that. It's close. The runner-up in category A for achieving second place, Muhammad Dabad, mashallah. Muhammad Dabad, runner-up, mashallah, well done. And also a cash prize for Muhammad, mashallah, well done. The runner-up in category B, the Hifdh category, Muawwidh Mullah, mashallah. So a certificate from the madrasa and also a cash prize for participating. Now, we have the winners, and I promise you, there's no favoritism here, or there's nothing in this competition where, you know, it comes from anybody from within our community. But really, like I said again yesterday, and I'll reiterate for all the brothers who are here today and the sisters listening from home, the level of effort that is put in, that is testament to the parents, to the teachers, and to the community, and this is where we are. So the winner in category A from the Maktab classes is Muhammad Mayat. Muhammad Mayat, mashallah, well done. So, and a cash prize also for Muhammad Mayat, well done. And the winner in category B, the Hifdh category, is also Muhammad Mayat, mashallah. Well done, Muhammad Mayat. He's from Hifdh's class, and he is the winner in category B with a cash prize, mashallah, to all of our students for taking part, and to the runner-ups and the winners, mashallah, well done. And inshallah, we hope to continue to instill the love of the Quran in our hearts. Ameen.
JazakAllah to Mawla Muhammad Karoli, our principal of Madrasa Nur Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his efforts, accept the efforts of all the asatidah, all the parents, and give these students ability to complete their journey in hifz, and inshallah understand the Quran, recite the Quran correctly. Ameen. Give all of us ability. We should all so make effort in trying to rectify our Quran all the time. Inshallah, finally, we have been waiting for our Sheikh. Inshallah, I would like to call upon the Sheikh and recite the portion of the Quran and enlighten our hearts with Sheikh's recitation.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال في حديث آخر: من أراد الدنيا فعليه بالقرآن، ومن أراد الآخرة فعليه بالقرآن، ومن أرادهما معا فعليه بالقرآن. فجزاكم الله كل خير، وجزى الله كل المقيمين على هذه المسابقة. آمين آمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا. وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير، ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير، وكان الإنسان عجولا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا
ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير وكان الإنسان عجولا. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب. وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا. لا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وكفى بالله شهيدا
محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله والذين معه رحماء بينهم تريهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوي على سوقه يعجب الزرع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضي. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف ألم يجدك يتيما فآوي ووجدك ضالا فهدي ووجدك عائلا فأغني ألم يجدك يتيما فآوي ووجدك ضالا ووجدك عائلا فأغني فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله. اللهم انفعنا بالقرآن، اللهم انفعنا بالقرآن، اللهم انفعنا بالقرآن، اللهم أكرمنا بكرامة القرآن، اللهم أدبنا بأدب القرآن، اللهم خلقنا بخلق القرآن، اللهم اجعلنا جميعا من أهل القرآن، اللهم ارحم أمواتنا بالقرآن، يسر حسابهم بالقرآن، أدخلهم الجنة بشفاعة القرآن، اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا، وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده يا ربنا تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا قادر يا الله، يا رحمن يا الله، يا رحيم يا الله، يا جبار يا الله، يا منتقم يا الله. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا، واستر عيوبنا، واشرح صدورنا، ويسر أمورنا، واقض ديوننا، واشف مرضانا، وارحمنا، وارحم موتانا، ووفق أحيانا، ولا تخيب رجانا، واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا، عافنا واعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنا أتيناك في هذا المجلس المبارك فتقبل منا، فاللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا ربنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اختم لنا يا ربنا جميعا حياتنا بالقرآن، اللهم اختم لنا يا ربنا حياتنا بالإيمان، واختم لنا يا ربنا حياتنا بالإحسان، واختم اللهم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Just like to finally thank Sheikh on behalf of our Masjid committee, the community, all the asatida. MashaAllah, Sheikh has inspired our children, many students here from our madrasa, inspired us to and has created more love for the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to recite the Quran, do amal on the Quran also. I would like to say jazakallah to the Khalil brothers and for all of them, all the guests, they've taken out their time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify the voice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Sheikh and the brothers, the Khalil brothers, our guests, barakah in their life, in their time, and inspire children, future generation, for the love of Allah, Rasul, and the Quran. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Also, finally, jazakallah to our volunteers, Mawlana Usman, Mawlana Umar, Mawlana Umar and Uwais Mayat, and the rest of the Masjid committee who have made this program, this day possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Umar, the barakah in their Umar, in their time, and their wealth as well, inshallah. Just a final announcement from the Sheikh. So Sheikh has his classes. So if any of us want to learn Quran, recite the Quran in the manner, in the Hafs or in the Sabah, Sheikh provides lessons. Inshallah, you can get ijazat from Sheikh as well. Once you recite the Quran, and the Sheikh will inshallah rectify our recitation. If any of us scholars or any of the Qurra who are interested in reciting our Quran and want to learn how to recite the Quran correctly, alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity. You can meet one of the volunteers, inshallah, Mawlana Umar, Mawlana Usman, Uwais Mayat. Inshallah, they will get in contact with the Sheikh, and inshallah, we can get ijazat from Sheikh as well, have a chance to read our Quran to Sheikh. Jazakallah to everyone in the community, all the students. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it the means of our guidance and the guidance of mankind. Jazakallah. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, meet the Sheikh if you want, or the Khalil brothers as well. Inshallah, the brothers are...